Okay, so today's daf is Yuma Daf Zayin. We're short on time, so we're going to have to, Baruch Hashem, it is a short daf, and we have to go very quickly. Let's just, we're going to pick up from the bottom of Vav Amud Beis from Itmar. So it's a little bit earlier, it's already, we're going back to Vav Amud Beis around, it's almost halfway up the Amud, but around 10 lines up the bottom of the page, just to get our bearings. We got into a machlekes, into discussion yesterday, whether Tumah is Hutcher B'tzibur or Tumah is Dechuyah B'tzibur. And the reason why we got into conversation was because the Gemara had raised the question, we're busy separating the Kohen Gadol from his bias. 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're separating for the bias, and the shaila was, why are we worried about, Tumas Beisai, that's the 7 days, Tumas Nida, Tumas Bal Nida, that was the focus of the discussion yesterday, what happened to the issue of Tumas Meis? So one answer is, Tumas Meis L'Shchiach, Tumas Nida is more Shchiach. Another answer the Mar gave was, Tumas Meis is Hutcher B'tzibur. So the Mara now gets the conversation, is Tuma Hutcher B'tzibur or is Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur? Is it Hutcher Dechuya? And this idea whether something's Hutcher Dechuya the Mara's main nafkamina is going to be basically how much of an attempt do we have to make to avoid utilizing this kula of bringing a carbon tzibur b'tumah. If it's hutra, then once something's tummy and it's a tzibur to carbon, forget about it. Don't worry, just go. Don't try to find, the Mara's going to have machlekes, two versions of how little we have to work to avoid the case of tumah. If it's tchuyah, then we certainly have to work as much as possible. This conversation whether something's hutra tchuyah is not just the gabe over here, we have the gabe tumah. It comes up with other ideas as well. Famously, it comes up the gabe again with karbonos on Shabbos. When you bring carbon Shabbos, you bring Deicha Shabbos, you're shechting, you're doing different avodas that are malachas, there is a malach on Shabbos. But of course, that's the mitzvah sayayim, and it pushes aside Shabbos. Is it a hutra, or is it a dechuyah? We had the other day, we just referenced a couple of days ago, we had it in Prime Masechtas, about being makter, hektich alav mevarim, you do it on Shabbos afternoon, the halacha is allowed doing techelav mevarim first mission in Shas all the way the night following the carbon. You can do it the entire night following the carbon. You can mak the emurim. Yeah, we don't wait till nightfall. We do it when it's still Shabbos. The Gemara gives us svara. The Gemara we quoted just a couple of days ago, but it comes up in the Prime Masechtas. The Gemara quoted an idea of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, right? I think we came up in both in Erev and Shabbos. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that it's chaviva mitzvah in its time to the extent that you mak the techelav mevarim. You do it on Shabbos itself, not later. Again, but the point is that may fall into the same conversation. If it's a hutra, once it's hutra, we don't try to avoid malach Shabbos. If it's dechuya, then there could have been more of a svara that you have to avoid Shabbos, and that's why you maybe have to come on to chaviva b'shaita. Either way, another example, by the way, of that shaila of hutra dechuya is by refuah. When we say refuah is zeicha Shabbos, particularly b'kuch nefesh, is it mamish a hutra or is it dechuya? Is there and obviously we're talking about when it's a shaila of minimizing the malacha would lead to potential danger. Of course, we don't look to minimize any malacha. We do whatever it takes to save a person's life. But in a case where it wouldn't make a difference, but you're not concerned about it having an effect on saving a person's life, we try to minimize malacha. So, for example, would you rather break off a branch that has three figs? Break it off at once, the whole branch, and then you take the figs off the branch, no big deal. You're doing one malach on Shabbos, or break three separate figs off the tree on Shabbos, which is three separate. If it's hutra, we don't care. One, three, doesn't matter. If it's tchuya, we try to do one malach instead of doing the malach three times. Again, these are various scenarios of hutra versus tchuya. Our Gemara is focused on hutra versus tchuya, legabe tuma hutra betzibur, legabe matter to be a carbon betzibur, says the Gemara, itmar. Tumas meis, tuma v'meis, from Nachman Amar, hutra yi, B'tzibur, Rav Sheish Amar, Duchuyah B'tzibur. Tumas Meis, Rav Nachman says it's Hutcher B'tzibur. Rav Sheish says it's Duchuyah B'tzibur. Where's B'chlal the Raya that you're allowed to be a carbon when there's Tumah? They're both agreeing the carbon B'tzibur B'tumah. Question is it a din of Hutra, Mamish Mutter, or is it a din of Duchuyah? First, let's actually see the Gemara's breakdown of where the Machlekes applies, and then we'll speak out some of the sources. Says the Gemara, Hechadik, it's Mayim V'tarin, Bebeis Av. Let's say they're Kahanim, who aren't Kol, and there are those who are tar, those who are tummy, who are both available. So kulam le pligi tar and avdi. Even if Nachman agreeing, even though you're tum hutra b'tzibur, don't use kahanim that are tummy. Rather use kahanim that are tummy and le avdi. Don't let the tummy do the avodah. Let the tarim do the avodah, because it's so simple. They're on call, and this tarim, let them do the avodah. Let them send the ones who are tummy out, and let the tarim ones do the avodah. Can you pligi with the machlekes? La duri la suy tarim beis avachrina, to go and bring Kohanim that Atar from a different base Av. Now, it sounds very interesting. It sounds like within the same Mishmar, Daf, within the same Mishmar, the way it worked was the system was the Kohanim were split up into 24 Mishmaris, so they'd be on call, they'd be on call for a week, each Mishmar, and within the Mishmar, they were base Avs, they were split up to six base Avs. Within the Mishmar, every day of the week was a different base Av. So, we're saying that if even in this base Av, there aren't anyone who's Tar, if in the space Av there's no Tar, there's a Tame, for sure you have to use the Tar ones. If within the space Av there's no Tar, but within other base Avs in this same Mishmar, there are those that are Tar, that's where Machlaikis, that what? The Nachman Amar, Heter, Hibet Sibr, Vlimita Amadrinan. even though within this base, in this Mishmer, there are those that are, but within this base Av, there are no one, there's no one that's Tar. So I may have skipped a couple words. Keep pleading like a do Tar base Avachrina, to go and bring Tar from a different base Av within the same Mishmer. Once you have too much of a Tzibur, you have to go look for other Tar people, even within the same Mishmer, once it's different base Av. Rav Sheshi says, no, Tuchi Tzibur Madrinan, Rav Sheshi says, no, it's Duchuya, and therefore we do look for other Kaimu Tar from within Madrinan, we look for other ones that are within the same Mishmer, even though it's a different base Av. Ikadami, some say a step further. Some want to say that the heter hutra b'tzibah according to Rav Nachman is so stark, even if there's other Torah tami in the same Esav. Plig Rav Nachman v'amar avdi nami t'mayan. Rav Nachman would argue and say he still could let the t'mayan do it. Why? Because since tumas hutra b'tzibah, top of zayin malaf, the chol tumas meis b'tzibah achmanashari. Whenever you have tumas b'tzibah, the Torah is matarit, and once the Torah is matarit, I don't care if this Torah people forget about in this mishmer in the same Esav. They're on call today. If the kind of front to me at tummy, too much of a tzibur, these kind of are on call, it's going to be permissible for them to avoid the court of Nachman, court of Sheshes of Ada, al tzuchu b'tzibur, you always look for a Torah coin. The Rishonim have discussed, the section of Mechalikas about this, one of the things Mechalikas Rambam and Rashi, according to Rav Sheshes, we're saying that you would have to go to different Meis Av, you'd have to go to different Meis Av, what about a different Mishmer B'chlau? Is Rav Sheshes saying, not only you have to go to different Meis Av, you have to go to different Mishmer also, or not? And the court Rambam the Seavada, it means Huadin, that if all the members of this Mishmer are Tameh, you'd reach out to different base Av as well. According to Rashi, they want to say that no, that maybe even according to Sheshes, you wouldn't have to go to a different base Av perhaps. That's a machlekes, they want to be a dayak in, it's not as clear in Rashi, but medayak between Rashi and in Rambam. Now, what is the source that we're saying now that we're saying a sad so far that according to Nachman, at Tumas Hutra B'tzibur so far that even if you have Tmeim and Tarim Kanim on call today in the Beis Av, if the Kanim in front of me right now are Tar, obviously if literally right in front of me do the Avodah, well, the ones that more specifically, the ones who we drew lots to do the Avodah were Tar, so of course you have the term do the Avodah. The cases where the one who won the lottery, the one who won the Pius to do the Avodah are now Tamei, we don't switch them off and replace them with those that are, and even in today's Beis Av, you let the Tameim do the Avodah according to Nachman, because Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. What is the source at Tumas Hutra B'tzibur? So Rashi, top Rashi, on Zayin Amalaf brings a source, Tumas Hutra B'tzibur. Why? From the Pasuk of Ish. It's Ish Kiyah. The Pasuk says by Pesach. Well, Ish Ish Kiyah Tamil Nefesh, Yasa Pesach Shein. The Pasuk says that one of Ish, who is Tamei, the nefesh, he has to bring a korban pesach by pesach sheni. We're medayik in Pesachim. We had this not so long ago on Samach Vavam Beis. We had it in Chulin a little further back on the Afchav Tes, where the marmis diak ish. A man, a singular person, a yachid who's tameh, he gets pushed back from Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni. We make a dig, but a tzibur, a rabim, ish gets pushed to Pesach Sheni, but a tzibur does not get pushed to Pesach Sheni. A tzibur brings the betuma. If a tzibur is tameh, they bring the korban pesach be tuma. So that's a raya that carpet that tumah is hutra b'tzibur, and the Mara learns from how do you know? Okay, that's Pesach. The Mara learns as mayaday. The Mara learns the gzeir shava from Pesach to tamid. And general din that carpet and tzibur are hutra b'tzibur. That is the source that Rashi brings. There are two other sources that we've quoted in the past. One we quoted on left of the Gemara, if you remember, and this came up again Pesachim a couple places. B'mayaday, we darshim mayaday afilu. Betuma, b'mayadim, we have a carbon tzibur, and Pesach by the way is called a carbon tzibur, because even though it's brought by individual groups, the whole tzibur is being at the same time, so if Rav the tzibur is tamei, that's called a carbon tzibur, the carbon tamei, of course a carbon tzibur, if they're tamei, we say b'mayadim, you bring it b'mayadim in its time, whether or not there's tuma, you still bring it in its time, it's dechah tuma, it's also dechah Shabbos, that's a similar drasha, b'mayadim is also darshan to be dechah Shabbos, okay, that's another drasha, a third drasha is for the pasuk called tzirua v'chol zav, v'chol tamei l'nefesh, the pasuk says, any tzirua, any zav, that's mitzayra, that's ziva. Right? Some Sarah Ziva or Talan Efesh. So the Gemara makes drushes over there that Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur because otherwise you could have learned to Fakal V'chemer. Because if a Tuma Saguf versus Tuma, remember, Tuma's Mace, not Tuma's Saguf. Tuma's Saguf is outside Tuma. Tuma's Saguf always typically says Mohammer. Tuma's Mitzayra, Tuma's Tzerua is a Mohammed Akatuma. The fact that the Torah didn't just write about Tumah l'nefesh, and leave those others out. The fact that it's spelled out must be because there's special kulas by Tumas Nefesh. What's the kulas of Tumas Nefesh? Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, which, according to this third drush, it's very clear that the din of Tumas Hutra B'tzibur specifically by a Tumah, which is the outside Tumah, and more specifically, not just the outside Tumah, namely called Tumas Mace. The other two drushes is not as clear. Lamaisa Rashi brings the first drush, and our Gemara is saying very clearly, our Gemara went a segue from Baron Lida into Tumas Mace, and yes, it really, yes, it's Alpha of Mace, the Gemara seems to take for granted that the din of Tumas Hutra for our purposes only works clear by Tumas Mace and not by other Tumas. We discussed this in Pesachim also as well, but it's only by Tumas Mace and not by a Tumas such as Tumas Nida, Tumas Ziva, it wouldn't apply over there. But again, we have three sources that were saying at least maybe there's more of Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, and we have a Chalikas here between Nachman and Sheshes, whether or not Tumas Mamish Hutra B'tzibur And we can be much more lenient in even not attempting to find kind of a tar or to medachui b'tzibah. So of course, if you're trying to find some star, but if not, you have no choice. You bring it. You bring it b'dachui. You bring it b'tzima, and it still works even court of sheshes. The Gemara is going to bring riots to the machlekes Rav Nachman first of sheshes. The Gemara is going to bring a few riots. Actually, first the Gemara is going to bring Rav Sheshes is going to bring his source, but really, essentially, we're going to spend the whole Amun Aleph being Rias in this Machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, and then the last Rias is going to be from the Tzitz, which will open up a conversation, the whole Mabeis, which is focused on Dinam of the Tzitz being Meratz. One of the powers of the Tzitz is that Meratz makes the carbon be accepted even when there's Tumah, so we're going to focus on that Din, the power of the Tzitz, in this conversation. Let's see. I'm Rav Sheshes. Menamina, what's my source? That Tumah is only Dachli B'tzibur, not Hutra. So he brings a Raya, really. It's a source slash Raya. The Tanya will enter Baisa. Right, this is of course on the 16th of Nisan. He's being Omer. He's being Makar of the carbon Mikhov and his hand became Tame. He tells his friends that I became Tame and you bring another one in his place. There's all discussion about what was the cut. There's a mitzvah to cut it the night before. If it wasn't cut, you have to cut it now. You're not cutting up his money. So you see that it's really part of the Southern Fresh explain this part of the Raya that we see that that you bring a different one in his place, even though you're losing out that maila, but here's the flip side. What if you can't find another kain to bring the mechas aimer and it's ready tame? This kain's ready tame. No problem. If there's no kain other than him, we tell him be quiet. Just be smart. Be quiet. But second, be smart. Be quiet. Correct. Be smart. Be quiet. And bring it. What do you see? Lechatchila, you bring a new one. But the Eved, if you have no choice, you bring the original one. If Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, why are you even Lechatchila about to bring it? Rav Sheshes is saying it's right to me that it's Dacha B'tzibur. Telling me is I'm Ravina Chesetha. So you see that Lechatchila, you bring another one in its place. If Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, and like we pointed out, you may even be losing the Ikuz Man that you're supposed to have cut the night before. Still, you bring it clearly Tumas Dacha B'tzibur and not Hutra. That is it. Rav Sheshes right to his Shita, not like Rav Nachman. I'm Rav Nachman. I will tell you, and here's a big klal. My Dina Hechad Ikh Shrayin Lechila. So here we have a nice qualification in the Din. To Tumah Betzibur, that when something is lachila, Tumah Betzibur makes it that the carbon's kosher is accepted. You get the ritzui, the carbon is kosher. But if you have shirayim that are lachila, that's not going to work. If it's tummy, it's still going to be a problem. Tumah Betzibur, we're not making mutu eat, except where, by the way, it's a famous case where Tumah Betzibur allows you to eat it. Of course, carbon pesach. We had that whole discussion. I forgot which parak was in Pesachim, but it was in the kachim after Tam Nishchat, maybe right around there in those parakim over there we discussed the whole idea of pesach is lachila. So of course, the whole idea is lachila. Tumah Betzibur is going to be lachila feeding as well. But by other kabbalas, that's not the whole idea. It's just a shirayim. So you wouldn't eat it. It's over there. Says Rav Nachman, I agree. By mincha, you're not going to eat the shrine of his tummy. So over there, I agree. You should look for a tar lechat chila. But otherwise, tumah hutra b'tzibur. So first qualification, even if you're tumah hutra b'tzibur is when the shrayim is destined for achila, and by being brought b'tumah, it takes away that ability. Even though tumah hutra b'tzibur, we still would not want to rely on that. We'd rather treat it like a dechuya and try to find a case where it's actually a method which is actually tar. Meisvei question number two, again, Akasha Rav Nachman, a riot of Sheshes. Rav Nachman against the Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Rav Sheshes says Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. Very similar type of raya. A mark of Michas Parim, Elim, Kvasim, if a coin was being mark of the Menachas of the Parim, the bulls, the Elim, the rams, Kvasim, the lambs, the sheep, the Nimbus B'yadah, and became Tumah in his hands, I'm Ramavian, and now this gets fully burnt. The reason why this kasha is not going to be the same answer as a moment ago, because this mincha gets fully burnt. I'm we say to him, he tells his friend, and they bring another mincha to this place. But he's the only one that is available to bring right now. I'm going to have a pikech. You tell him, be pikech. By the way, what does it mean, be pikech and shtaik? Be pikech and quiet, and being as is. If there's no other option, being as is, because the mishab tzibur. What's be pikech and shtaik? So, of course, Mir says, be pikech means don't publicize it. Keep it quiet. But why? So Rashi explains, Rashi Menachos explains, because we don't need to elaborate it, because even though we have a power of Tumah B'tzibur, once we see if people become aware that someone that was Tumah born a Mincha, they may not know to make a distinction between a Tzibur and a Yachid. They may not realize to make a distinction between Tzibur and Yachid, and they may make a mistake. So be smart and keep it quiet in order that people shouldn't go and make a mistake and say, oh yeah, a Mincha could be brought B'tzibur. No. A Mincha, when it's being brought B'tzibur, could be brought B'tzibur. Not a Mincha's Yachid. Okay, but says Gemara, Ein Shamel He, it only if there's no one else but him, then I will have pikech v'shtaik. We tell him be pikech and keep quiet. My lav parim elim ukvas mechag. Aren't we talking about the parim, the elim ukvas mechag? Meaning a real kabbana siber, real mincha siber, and we're saying lechatchila try to find a replacement, a kain to bring it. But yeah, but if you can't find a replacement, then let this kain bring it. But you see very clearly that tumas dechuy b'tzibur. Because if it was hutra, you want to be busy trying to find a replacement. It's a right of sheishes. Amalek Nachman will tell you another deflection. Loi parim the parovir had it been yomtiv. had it been a parvente, which is a carb, a real classic carbon zebra, you talk wouldn't have to look for other, you wouldn't have to go look for the kanim too much of a zebra. The case of here is parim is the parvite zara. It's the parvite zara. I meaning when the zebra was parvite zara at the psak at the best of the leader, they went to the parvite zara, right? They thought that they would pass something was mutter and it wasn't. There was a parvite zara and have to be a carbon. It's still. Well, with David don't say hutra. You know why? Because afal gav the tziberhi, even though it's a carbon tziber, kivin like kivile is man madrinon. Big aside. Another qualification. Qualification number one was that a carbon tziber, where you can eat the shirayim, loses that status. Lagabi too much of a tziber, we stake, we call tree like a dachli. We try to find a tartaka fashion. Next qualification. If it's not zman kavua, all carbon tziber for the most part. I say all kamat all carbon tziber. Have kviyas zman. That's part one of the whether it's daily, tamish shach, tamish bevayim, whether it's yom tovim. It's a fixed time. Karbanos yachid typically are exactly opposite. Not fixed times. Person owes a carbon, he brings it. He donates a carbon and he brings it when he wants. The carbon tzibur typically have fixed times, and therefore when they have a carbon tzibur, it's not a fixed time, such as the carbon chatas to be mechaper for the isra of avodah zarah. Over there is no fixed time, even though it's carbon tzibur, it doesn't get that same mila, and therefore we'd say you don't say tamish tzibur. We go back, fall back onto the side of tamish tzibur. Okay, you answered paris. What about the Elam of the Rams? What type of Rams are a carbon zebra? No, Baalish Aaron. We're talking about Aaron's personal ram that he brought. Aaron's personal ram is certainly not a carbon zebra. It's a carbon of the Yachid. Even though, again, it's interesting because Aaron over there is doing that Veda of Yom Kippur on behalf of the zebra. And one of the things he's supposed to do is bring a carbon. Chiper Badoy Vad Beser, right? That's why he brings his own aisle. That's why he has to have a wife. He has to bring his own aisle for himself and for his family. But you don't call that a carbon zebra. That's mamash called a carbon Yachid. There's a mitzvah to be a carbon for him and his family, but that remains a carbon Yachid. And therefore, for that, Avada, that you don't say too much of a zebra. In that case, says since it's the Yachid, name of the Kohen Gadol, Madrinan, you again look to find a way to do a Patara. And lastly, Kvas, in the case of Kvasim, what was the case of the Shabslach, the Kevis Abba Ma'imer. So, about the Kvas, the Kamat Aimer, why? That's a classic carbon tzibur, and it's Kavile's man, because it's on the 16th of Nisan by the day of Mechaz Aimer. The Mara says the obvious point, Ikash Shirayim Lachila, we already said this before. That just like the Aimer Shirayim, over the Shirayim Lachila, once it's Shirayim, that's a reason to seek after a Tar, the greater to do it, and not to rely on too much of a tzibur. So, if Nachman deflects or Sheshes is Raya, from that price, that over there, he's masking. We wouldn't apply the concept of Tomach B'tzibur. We would be we treat like a tchuya. We want to rely on tar, but anywhere else, but it's mamash or regular carbon. Just to go backwards, the criteria are: if it's a carbon tzibur relegated to a zman without shirayim lachila, Tomach B'tzibur, don't even bother. Don't make yourself troubled at all to try to find a tar the way to do it according to Rav Nachman. Meisve, another kasha Rav Nachman. Dam shnit bevazarkei, dam became tami, and they still did zrika. Halachis b'shegig hurtsa v'zam b'shegig hurtsa. The carbon is accepted. Meiz hurtsa. It was the meiz that is not hurtsa. Now, what's the kasha? Very clear. Only b'shegig gets hurtsa. Meiz not hurtsa. If tum zutra b'tzibur, do b'meiz. Do it on purpose. Do the chachila. What's the problem? It says the markitani diachid over there. It doesn't say over there. It's talking about a carbon tzibur. It says it's talking about a dam of a carbon that came tami, and the kohen went into zrika for yachid. It's only kasha b'tiavid. For a tzibur, you could have taken down the chachila. Again, that's Rav Nachman's reflection on the third raya. On the fourth raya against Rav Nachman, says the Gemara, Tashma, Amat, Sitz Marat. So this will open up as the conversation of home base about Sitz. We're going to start touching on it because we use the lashon of Hurtza in the last price, which also seems is some element of carbon being accepted. Pashtas, it's like a tzitz maratza type of idea, but the Mara didn't say that. Here the Mara says explicitly, Alma tzitz maratza, for what is the tzitz maratza? Al adam v'al basar v'chelev shenima, for dam, basar, chelev of a carbon that became tummy. Different parts of the carbon became tummy. Be mishag, be meze, be meze, be ratza, whether it became tummy, mishag or meze, whether it was be einus, a complete accident, or baratzen, a little bit more willingly, be miyach, be mitzibur. Whether it's a carbon of the yachid or a carbon of the tzibur. Now, here's pretty clear. Visak adaitach, tumas heter b'tzibur, lam li ritzuye, bishlam yachid is good. But bein b'tzibur is saying, even carbon tzibur was saying, amatzis maratza. According to Rav Nachman, that tumas hutcher b'tzibur, you don't need the tzitzmi maratza. It's mutter because it's tumas hutcher b'tzibur. You don't even need the tzitzmi maratza. Amalach, Rav Nachman, will tell you, you're right. Keep telling you, tzitz maratza at the yachid. So, simply, the first answer is, when it's in the Mishnah, Amas is Maratza for Dam Basachel Shnimma, Bemisha Memez, 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 it didn't mean that Tzibur needs his Maratza. Only the Yachin needed his Maratza, but it meant to say, no matter what scenario is, the carbon is going to be kosher, because in the case of Yachin, you have Tzis Maratza. The case of Tzibur and Nechami didn't even need Tzis Maratza, even though we just paralleled it. We mentioned it for symmetry and parallel purposes that it still would be kosher there. Over there, it's not kosher without Tzis Maratza by Tzibur. Only Yachin requires Tzis Maratza. That's the first answer Nechami gives on that Braisa. And the last, second answer Nechami gives, and this is by the last, because this is the fourth and final question on Nechami. Then we're going to turn the table and ask a question on singular, on Rosh Hashanah. Or, Who told you that case in the Brayse? Talking about Kavanas or Kavias Man. One of the main criteria that Rav Nachman had already established, that in order to have a din of the mile of Tumah Shabatzibur, has to be Karvan Tzibur, has to be no Shirayim Lachila, has to be a fixed time. Maybe there's a Kavanas that weren't fixed time, and therefore, Bechlal wasn't a Taina. If it's not a fixed time, you don't have the power of Tumah Shabatzibur. Even Rav Nachman would agree, you'd have an element of Tumah Dechui Batzibur, and therefore, you'd have to come on to the Tzitz Maratza. By the way, just to explain clearly, that our Gemara is taken for granted, Gemara I'm basically much that way as well, that the idea, the power, that if you come on to Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur, you don't have to come on to even a Tzitz Maratza. It's Mamash Mutter. It's like you're being covered in the Chachil, it's totally kosher, even though it's B'tumah. If you hold that's Dachli, it gets pushed away. Really, could be no good, but it's Dachli. The Torah says that to bring it anyway, we have Drashi bring it anyway, but you have to come on to the power of Tzitz Maratza for it to work. That's the, you need the power of Tzitz Maratza for it to work. If you hold that so much of a tzibur, you don't even need the power of the Tzitz Maratza. The tzitz making it accepted, whatever this power of Tzitz is, isn't even required when it's Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. That is it needs to be pretty clear for the Mar coming up as well. Meisvei. Now we're going to discuss the other way on Rav Sheshes. B'nos Aron Sefer HaKadosh, the Pasuk says, Aron will carry the Avon HaKadosh. The Pasuk is referring to when Aaron wears the tzitz on his forehead, he'll carry the Avon HaKadosh. V'chiyas oven, nice, what oven? Which oven is he going to carry of Kachim? Which oven is he going to be carrying? Im oven pigel, oven of Machshavas pigel, no way. Harik fenemer le'yiratza. The Pasuk says, it's no good, it's puzzle. How great? The Pasuk says, le'yiratza. So it doesn't sound like a tzitz is going to salvage that carbon. And even if Im oven nice, if talking about carbon already is nicer past this time, same idea. Harik fenemer le'yichashev. Pasuk says le'yichashev, which we learn from there, that means it's mamish totally puzzle. There's no two ways about it. So, top of a base, ha'enai, what's coming? Teach me, any nice elevant tuma must be that what is the system being nicer? Which aver is being nicer? It's being nicer. It's the oven of tuma. The nas iron as oven, a kachim is referring to the oven of tuma. Shutum chobatzibur, shutum chobatzibur. That's the words of the Braisa. Now, the Chari, the Kashra, is very stark because the Lushan, Shehutum Chobatzibur. It's a pretty funny Kashra because we just said a minute ago, right before I read the Braisa, we were saying that typically you'd say Tzitz Maratza is only required for Tumma Dechuya B'tzibur. If it's Tumma Dechuya B'tzibur, that's not Tzitz Maratza. If it's Tumma Hutcher B'tzibur, you shouldn't have to come on Tzitz Maratza. Here in the Braisa, it almost sounds like we're coming on, it's very clear. We're saying, Amma, Venosa Arnaka, Arnaka is going to carry the Chait. How? In the context of us talking about the Tzitz being Maratza to carry the Chait, which sounds like a Dechuya to get in, but the Lushan, the Braisa clearly says, why? The price is the tumas hutcher betzibur, and therefore which chait is it saving? The chait of the tzitz and iron kais for it is the chait of tumma, because other chataim are not hutcher betzibur, nicer and pigal, not much there may not be regardless, but tumma is hutcher betzibur. Okay, the kashrushes, Marcus, you're right. This idea whether tumma is hutcher betzibur, tumma is hutcher betzibur is actually machaikas tanayim. Tan you went to Baisa, Sitz, Bain Shesh al Metzchoy, Bain Shesh al Metzchoy, Maratza. Tiv Rav Shimon, famous as Chazara, we had this already. Rav Shimon holds that the Sitz, whether it's on the forehead of the Kayan, whether it's not on the forehead of the Kayan, doesn't make a difference where the Sitz is. We just had this in Psachim Daf Ayin Zion. So we had this around 65, 70 days ago, right? A little over 2 months ago. Whether the Sitz is on his forehead or not, it works according to Rav Shimon. Rida Arimari argues, says no. Aydal Metzchoy Maratza. If the Sitz is on his forehead, then it serves to affect an acceptance of a carbon that was brought B'tumah only if the Sitz is on his forehead. Ain't Aydal Metzchoy? Metzchoy? Ain't Maratza. If the Sitz is not on his forehead, then it doesn't affect a reed, so it doesn't cause the carbon to be accepted. The Sitz doesn't have the power to cause the carbon to be accepted unless it's on the forehead of the Kain Gadol. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon says, whether it's on the forehead of the Kain Gadol or not, it still affects the fact that Sitz exists. But all agree that if it's broken, then it doesn't work. But as long as the Sitz exists, it does work to affect Kapara according to Rav Shimon, whether it's on his forehead or not. According to Rav Yehuda, only if it's on the Kain Gadol's forehead, there is a Shmak Ashaila, Machlikas Achreinim. Right? Well, you're just saying Dafkur is on his forehead. Basically, it's debates. Does that mean the tzitz and all the shmein begadim, literally expression shmein begadim, is that the kain gadol wears 8 begadim, right? As opposed to kain egit, does the kain gadol be wearing the 7 other begadim as well with the tzitz? Or no, as long as he's just wearing the tzitz, is it just enough that he's wearing the tzitz? The tzitz has to be because pasul vaya metzchay. Is it enough that he's wearing the tzitz, or does he have to be wearing all the begadim? As Levi seems to indicate, he has to be wearing all the rest of the begadim. Bezman shabegdeim aleim. Kunasam aleim. The kain is considered a kain. Kain's kain only bringing begadim. Chay kain gadol, same thing. And therefore, it's not just going to forbid. Since you have to all the begadim, the Dvar Rav Amar says, "What do you mean? That's din avoda. If a kain wants to an avoda and he's not wearing his begadim, he's ain't kunasam aleim. He's not kasher for avoda. He's not called a kain, so to speak, with regard to avoda. But he's still a kain. Could he go to basic kavaras about the night? He's still a kain. And therefore, the kain gadol is still kain gadol. And therefore, the guy with the v'hayam mischatamid, as long as he's wearing the tzitz on his forehead, that would be enough, even without the other begadim, to affect the tzitz maratza. That's according to Dvar Rav Am. Again, my sleeve argues says no, only where he's wearing the other begadim with it. Okay, interesting machlekes, we're short of time. That's why we have quickly said the Gemara. So we have machlekes of Shuhudah Rav Shimon, whether or not he has to be wearing the tzitz on his forehead. Says the Gemara further, Amar Loi, Rav Shimon, Kain Gadol Ben Kippur Mechiech, I'm being the biggest proof. Kain Gadol Ben Kippur only wears four begadim, the four simple begadim. She'ena Del Mitzchay Maratza, he does not wear the sits on his head when he certainly when he does the avodah shebefnim, and it still affects the tzitz still affects kapara. Now we get to Machlekes. Says Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Shimon that, yeah, you're being arrived from the Kohen Gadol and Kippur. Kohen Gadol and Kippur is doing the Avodah on behalf of the entire Tzibur. That has a power of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur doesn't need to come on to Tzitz Meratze. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I hold that Tzitz only works when it's on the forehead of the Kohen. Kohen Gadol and Kippur doesn't have the Kohen Gadol wearing himself, is not wearing the Tzitz on Metzlai, but you still have a separate power there. The reason why it's not a problem to over there is because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and he's active for the Tzibur. Mechlad, the Pshimna argues, who brought a riot from the Kohen Gadol and Kippur, must hold the Tumah Zuchuy B'Tzibur, and it still needs the Tzitz. And therefore he has a riot, even the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, it still works. But clearly, Rav Shimon goes to Tumah Zuchuy B'Tzibur and needs the Tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tuma is Hutra B'Tzibur, and Tuma typically doesn't need the Tzitz, but when you do need the Tzitz, then you have, the Tzitz has to be a Metzal of the Kohen Gadol. Says Gemara, Mechal de B'Shimon Sefer, Tuma T'chui B'Tzibur, is the right of Shimon is of the opinion, and Tuma is Dachar B'Tzibur. Two more lines, and we'll stop. Amar Abaye, B'Nish B'Klam Alei B'Klam Alei, we spoke to that already, D'Lei Meratze, when the Tzitz is broken, everyone agrees it doesn't work. A broken Tzitz certainly does not affect the Karbanos that are broken Tuma, should be accepted. Keep Likim is a Mechalik, is a Talib B'Sifz, where it's hanging on the rack, it literally means hang on the peg. When the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, it's just hanging up. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Amedzach Venasa. The Pasuk says it should be worn on the Kohen Gadol's head. When he's wearing it, and Venasa Avayin, only when he's wearing his head is Venasa Avayin. If he's not wearing it, it's Venasa Avayin. doesn't carry the chait of a carpet being brought by Tumah. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Tamed the Ratzav Hashem. The Pasuk says Tamed the Ratzav Hashem, my Tamed. Inam Tamed Metzchay means Tamed Metzchay. It's not true. If Tamed means Tamed Metzchay, can't be Tamed Metzchay. Doesn't he go to sleep? Doesn't he go to the washroom? Mishkachasla, is he always wearing it? Mila Boy Lamea Besakise, Mila Boy Mainam, doesn't he go with Besakise? Doesn't he go to sleep? Lachari can't wear it at those times. Ella, Tamid Miratsu, Tamid means Miratsu. It's always Miratsu. I mean, Avadi at times when he takes it off. Tamid tells me that it's Miratsu Tamid, even when it's off. Even when it's off, it's said it's Miratsu. So these are the source. Rabbi Yehuda says, the little Lashon Pasuk is, well, Hayal Meitzcha Tamid means it's only when it's on his head. It should be on his head all the time. When it's on his head, you have Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, but otherwise it doesn't work. And if Shimon, that's Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon says no, he obviously can't wear it all time, full time anyway, because there's of course, Beis HaKisei, there's going to sleep, and therefore it must mean, Tamid means it works Tamid, even when it's not on his head. That's why Tash Tamid will leave the next part of the conversation for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Sorry, it's a short daf today. Running to davening. We will pick it up for your Mitzvah Shem tomorrow morning for this bat.